something. Having said that, I think this one's going to be a little bit of a tougher climb than the first two recalls were. For example, more signatures will be required just to place this on the ballot.
Nearly, a lot more.
A lot more. About 20,000 signatures required just to qualify this for the ballot. That's not even including the campaign then that has to be run against her. So that's, I think, the first challenge. The district of Evie Hudak is much more metropolitan. It's in the Denver metropolitan area as opposed to Colorado Springs or Pueblo. So you're going to have more of that metropolitan Democrat Denver involvement.
Sure. But if I recall, she didn't win her election by very much, did she?
She didn't. I don't remember
what the margin was, but it was tight.
Yeah, I think it was about 500 votes. I think I have the number in front of me here. 580 votes in a three-way race.
A three-way race. Okay,
yeah.
Well, that's significant. Was that a Libertarian? Was it, I guess I don't remember
Probably.
The details
yep.
of that.
Yep.
But it might have splintered the GOP vote a little bit there. But I guess we should look that up before
we go on record.
Oh,
it was actually a Libertarian, Republican, and Democrat race. Evie Hudak won re-election by only about 580 votes. So.
Very interesting. And that reminds me a bit of the Morse race, because it was the Libertarian who took more votes than the margin of victory for Morse in the 2012 election.
That's right.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the things I think we're going to talk later about the civil war that's raging inside the GOP.
Yes. We're in the middle of it right here at Backbone, and we hear a lot from callers about it. And it's just, this is the time for soul searching for the Republican Party. It needs to be talked about in great detail, out loud, even in public. And so we enjoy that. But as you were, what were you?
Oh, well, yeah. I think that no conversation about the civil war that's raging inside the GOP is complete without bringing the Libertarian Party to the table and looking at some of these races where the Libertarian candidate, just by essence of being in the race, has cost the Republican Party some of these seats. So I think it has to be a comprehensive solution, the solution that we end up getting to in terms of the how to fix the fight within the family, so to speak. And a couple of other things I think they'll find challenging in the Hudak recall is, you know, not only is that district in more metropolitan Denver, but those 20,000 signatures are due December 3rd. And we're quickly approaching November 1st.
That's a lot.
So they have about 30 more days to get those. Now, I know they're working hard. They're out there. They're on the street corners. They're in shopping centers. They've got the support of, you know, groups like Rocky Mountain Gun Owners. But I think that's going to be an uphill climb to get that qualified. But, hey, I will not do what others did to us in the two recalls. I will not be a naysayer. And I do really wish them all the best in qualifying that recall.
Yeah, certainly let's wish them well. And as I said, if there's a senator who deserves to be recalled, it would most definitely be Senator Hudak. Now, I noticed that Ryan Call, chairman of the State Republican Party, did mention that he was not in favor of this particular recall against Hudak. He thought it was going to divert attention and resources from the 2014 elections as far as Republicans and their efforts to start winning across the state. And, you know, what's your sense on that? Is he right on this one?
You know, you might be surprised. I actually agree with Ryan Call, the GOP chair.
Right, and we'll get into some places where you disagreed here in a minute.
Right.
But you think he's right on this one?
Well, you know, here's what I respect. I respect that Ryan Call came in at the outset of the third recall and communicated very clearly to them that he was not going to be involved in the party unless they reach a point where they have to help determine who the candidate will be, that he said, you know, right up front, I'm not interested in helping. My resources need to be focused on 2014. And I think that's, you know, the right thing to do is to telegraph where your support's going to be. We had not quite that same experience. We had an experience where the party was at some stages, the state party, I will say, was working against us at some phases, calling into places like Pueblo.
Directly against you. Not
right.
Neutral, not just saying do what you got to do,
that's right.
But against you.
That's
okay.
Right. And a lot of this is water under the bridge. It's been aired out in
sure.
the front pages of the Denver Post. And you know, we've all come back to being one family now. But, you know, there were times early on where the state party chair was calling into places like Pueblo saying, stand down on the recalls. This is an order. Do not get involved. Do not help the guys. At the end of the day, I think we proved that the two recalls that we were able to get passed on the ballot were good things for the state of Colorado and good things for the Republican Party. Really enthused the base.
That is utterly incontrovertible.